We can take this relationship between pointers and arrays a little bit further. Up until now, all we have said is that the name of an array becomes a pointer to its first element in most expressions. The notable exception of that is the size of operator. There's actually one more time where that is different, and that is with the ampersand operator. But that's a real kind of an esoteric case, and I'm not going to talk about it. So just keep in mind that the size of is the main exception to that rule. So every other time, we expect the name of an array to be interpreted as a pointer. So another way to say that is that A is the same as the address of A sub 0. But now we're going to do a little algebra, as it were. If that's true, then I can take the contents of both sides, which will tell me that the contents of the address that the name A is pointing at is the same as A sub 0. But of course, that's true. That's the way we defined it. So that's just kind of an identity statement. But now let's apply pointer arithmetic. In other words, A plus I is equal to the address of A sub I. Of course. Because adding a number to a pointer advances it by that number of elements. One thing I haven't stated too clearly is that this pointer arithmetic stuff that we're talking about here only applies when you're inside of an array. In other words, don't think that you can take a pointer to any variable and start adding to it when it's not inside of an array. It really isn't going to give you anything meaningful because a lot of platforms have memory alignment requirements depending on the type of variable that's being declared, and they may move things around and there'll be gaps in the memory. And so only within an array can you count on these pointer arithmetic things working. Anyway, moving on, the next line says star of the quantity A plus I is equal to A sub I. And that's a very important rule to remember. In other words, the contents of A offset by I is indeed the ith element of A. It's not a major revelation, I realize that. But if you will keep that in mind, you'll find that it'll help you as you use pointers. Now, that said, this last bullet shows you something really strange, which you should never do, but I'm just showing it to you for completeness here. Since star of A plus I is equal to A sub I, you could reverse the addition there and say star of I plus A is equal to A sub I, because addition really doesn't care which order you add things in. What that means is I can take an expression like star of A plus I and rewrite it as I sub A. Isn't that strange? And so it doesn't really matter whether you put the name of the array as the subscript or as the base array outside the subscript. Since it all boils down to pointer arithmetic anyway, and arithmetic is commutative, then they're the same. So what this does is it underscores the relationship between pointers and arrays. Nevertheless, notice the last statement there. Don't do it. That would be a very unfriendly thing to see in a program.